Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Okay, so let me see what date this is so I can give you all the correct information. I received a survey from Kohl's, and it looked like it was from Kohl's. I've been shopping with them a lot, and it was a survey, and it said that if I completed the survey, I would get a piece of crockery or whatever. And at the end, it said that I needed to pay the shipping. It was like five something, but if I used the MasterCard, it was 25% off or something. So the charge of $5 and I think 27 cents went to my card. So then today, I received a text from Capital One asking me if I authorized a charge for $65, and I said no. So they canceled my card and said that they were going to send me a new one. So I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with this situation. Hello?
I'm still here, ma'am. And just to be sure, this is... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, I'm trying to figure this out.
And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address for me?
Gwendolyn Boyd McGee, 4317 South Fifth Street, Abilene, Texas, 79605.
Thank you. And I see that you ordered a tactical bag on today, but the account has already been canceled and refunded.
Okay. I did not order a tactical bag. I'm going to try to say this again. That's fine because I watch my accounts and I make sure that I'm not a victim of fraud. What I'm trying to say is the way this all happened was I got a survey and I completed it, and it said that I was going to get a piece of ovenware crockery. They had some other little testimonials on there that said made it look right or whatever, and I would pay the shipping, and I did that. That was the charge that went on my account. That was how my account was accessed, was through that. So I call your number on here on the screen because every time I do something, I always have a record. This is how I got your number, and it says, your entry into the draw was successful. Please look out for emails and notifications, your order ID. And then there's an order ID here with your customer service information. So I'm trying to figure this out because the charge from today was the same from the charge when I did the shipping. It was for $5.27.
Correct. For a tactical bag.
For a tactical bag.
Correct. A book bag.
Okay, so I paid shipping for the bag for $5.27. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct.
So what was the 60-something dollars that was attempted to process?
How much?
There was a charge that my company sent and said, did you do this? And I said no. That there was someone who attempted to charge $65 to my account today.
No, that's not from us, ma'am. Only charge that we billed you today was $5.74. This account was just created.
Right. Okay, so now you're saying that you canceled it.
Correct. The account was canceled and refunded already.
Okay, what was refunded? How much?
$5.74.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, that'll be it.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. They're full of shit.
Was it?
Because. Huh?